A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgum it, who is he and what is he to you?
The great Bill Withers from 1975, Who Is He and What Is He to You? Such an extraordinary range of songs, as I mentioned earlier, that great Questlove quote to Rolling Stone about him being for African Americans, their Bruce Springsteen. And the working class roots of Bill Withers, such a huge part of his music. Los Angeles Times music critic Michael Wood joins us to remember Withers, who died here in Los Angeles Monday of this week of heart complications at the age of 81. Michael, I had the pleasure of seeing him in concert many, many years ago at the Greek Theater. Very intimate, terrific performance. And it's interesting because what struck me was that his songs, there is in some ways a kind of simplicity about it, but he also had a real edge that really connected with listeners in live performance.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Larry. It's sophisticated, the harmonic qualities of the music, the melodic qualities, but there's also something homespun about the music. There's kind of an emotional, legibility. You instantly grasp what this guy is singing about, and you also grasp that he's not mincing words. I was looking back through some of the old interviews he'd given the LA Times over the years, and there was one where he said that he described his music as soft songs about love and feelings. And that's true, certainly, but there was also kind of a harder-edged social, political kind of context to everything he wrote. You think about I Can't Write Left-Handed, about a guy coming back from Vietnam. You think about Grandma's Hands, which was sort of a poetic, empathetic tribute to a woman's hard life. And you think about Lean on Me, which, obviously about friendship, but sort of, I think, in the context, kind of a song about resilience in the fight for racial justice. So all those two things were always happening at the same time in Bill Withers' music.
Well, and that background, his own life, coming to L.A., working in a factory and all, I think that sort of life that he experienced, like so often in the arts, when people have a life before, they've done something before. They didn't necessarily just grow up as a musician, not that there's anything wrong with that, but he had that life experience as a working class guy to bring to his songwriting.
It's all there. You hear the experience, you hear the wisdom. He didn't start making records till he was in his 30s. He'd grown up in a coal mining town. He'd been in the Navy, he'd worked as a mechanic. So you hear a guy who had so much life before he started making records. And so I think you also hear that he wasn't too impressed with himself. Do you know what I mean? Like, he knew what it was to work hard. He knew about what it was to make a living and to support a family. And so I think that he was never sort of high on his own supply, as they say.
I was hoping Jose James doing the tribute album and was at the Bowl. I can't remember if it was last summer or the summer before. And I was hoping Withers would come, but he wasn't able to attend. Just to see him, would have been great. But if you had the pleasure of having him attend any of the concerts that you've gone to over these past few years?
It's interesting. I was not around when he was still playing shows himself, but I remember I was at a show a few years ago at the El Rey. Robert Glasper, the jazz and R&B pianist, and Withers was there. He was up the balcony, and you could feel, he's a guy, he's retired, sort of walked away from music, so just his presence was kind of a moment. And he actually came to the stage, and he sort of, encouraged or cajoled or whatever Glasper into playing Lovely Day. And he didn't perform, but Withers was just on stage, and just to sort of see him be in that kind of public element, you could just feel the electricity in the audience. It was kind of fascinating.
Wow, I would have paid a lot to be there for that night. What a great experience. Michael Wood, pop music critic in the Los Angeles Times, joining us on Air Talk as we remember singer-songwriter Bill Withers. In all those interviews that you listened to, did he give at least a semi-complete explanation for why he retired, Michael?
I think there was a couple of different reasons. I think the sort of received wisdom is that he was just fed up with the music industry. You know, he made his first run of records, Sussex Records with Clarence Avant, who's widely respected by artists. And, you know, the story is he had kind of complete creative control. He made the records he wanted to make. But then he signed with Columbia Records, and he talked a lot about the sort of, you know, classic meddling executives not letting him make the records he wanted to make, not believing that his music had the kind of commercial appeal that he did. And so I think that he just walked away because he was like, this process is not for me anymore. And yet he also talked about the fact that he wanted to be a present husband. He wanted to be a present father. He wanted his life to be about more than, you know, being a music star. And so I think both those things were happening together. He wasn't finding satisfaction in being a performer anymore, and he was finding satisfaction elsewhere.
Well, what he's given us over that period where he was so incredibly prolific is a decade's worth of listening and multi-generational pleasure for those of us that love the great artistry of Withers. Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate you sharing your memories and your thoughts on the influence of Bill Withers with us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Michael Wood, Los Angeles Times pop music critic. We're going to go out with another one of Withers Classics, Use Me. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I want to thank all our great production staff for another outstanding week working from home as well as here on site. They're simply the best. I appreciate you all very, very much. Film Week is coming up next on 89.3.
Sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me.
This is 89.3 KPCC.